I think you can't. Okay, the voting machine is still not working. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Byrne?
Here.
Bettisworth?
Here.
Branson?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Buchholz?
Here.
Carney?
Here.
Chatterton?
Here.
Cotton?
Here.
Duncan? Eliason? Freeman? Fuller?
Here.
Guy? Halford?
Here.
Haugen? Hayes?
Here.
Hurlburt?
Here.
McKinnon? Malone?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Meekins? Metcalf?
Here.
Miles?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Montgomery? Moss? Munson?
Here.
O'Connell?
Here.
Osterbeck?
Here.
Parker?
Here.
Parr?
Here.
Phillips?
Here.
Randolph?
Here.
Rogers? Schaefer? Smith? Jaroff?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Barnes?
Here.
Mr. Speaker? Present. 12 absent, but the Finance Committee members will be shown as being excused.
Has any member failed to vote? Representative Hayes.
Are the Finance members going to be shown as excused or present? I thought there was some discussion out yesterday about how that...
The Majority Leader is going to make a motion.
Okay.
Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please announce the roll?
28 present, 12 absent.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Byrne, excuse me, has been excused from the call from noon on today. Representatives Guy and Eliason are excused from the call. And I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee be excused on official state business for the purpose of a Finance Committee meeting.
Is there any objection to the motion? There's no objection. Finance Committee members excused official state business for purpose of Finance Committee meeting. That will be printed in the journal, so those members will specifically be shown at the Finance Committee meeting. Will the members please rise for today's prayer by Reverend John Patton. Will the chief clerk please certify as the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 24th day.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 24th day be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there any objection? There's no objection. The journal for the previous day stands certified. Are there any guests to introduce? Representative Barnes.
Mr. Chairman, seldom has it given me greater pleasure than to introduce to you the Chairman of the State Republican Party, Special Assistant to Mayor George Sullivan, Ms. Yvonne Alford, and Gallery B.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate accepts the invitation to meet in joint session February 14 at 2 p.m. to hear an address by the Honorable Mike Gravel, U.S. Senator. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Bill No. 35 amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to adult education.
Hess.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 47 relating to the sale of alcoholic beverages under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Phillips, Martin, Barnes, O'Connell, Buchholz, Anderson, Malone, and Parr. House Bill 47 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 108 relating to the function.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Can we have a chart of ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Will the Chief Clerk please read the change to the committee report on House Bill 47?
On House Bill 47 relating to the sale of alcoholic beverages, Fred Brown signed, do pass if amended. House Bill 47 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 108, an act relating to the functions and organization of the State Library Distribution and Data Access Center, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mrs. Buchholz, Chairman, concurred in by Miles Chatterton, Hurlburt, Buchholz, Munson, Byrne, and Barnes. House Bill 108 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 143, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Assistance, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mrs. Buchholz, Chairman, concurred in by Buchholz, Munson, Miles, Byrne, Chatterton, Hurlburt, and Barnes. House Bill 143 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by Parr, Barnes, Byrne, Bettisworth, Buchholz, Cotton, Freeman, Fuller, Gardner, Halford, Malone, Meekins, Moss, Munson, Osterbach, Randolph, and Rogers, relating to enforcement of the Antiquities Act.
Resources.
House Joint Resolution 15 by Hayes by request, relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska.
Resources.
House Joint Resolution 16 by Randolph, urging the United States Congress to propose to the people of the United States an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, or to call a convention for the purpose of adopting a Liberty Amendment.
Judiciary.
House Joint Resolution 17 by Parr, Byrne, Bettisworth, Brown, Buchholz, Cotton, Freeman, Gardner, Halford, Malone, Meekins, Montgomery, Moss, Munson, Osterbach, Rogers, Smith, and Jaroff, relating to research on ice fog.
Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 148 by Randolph, Bettisworth, and Moss, an act relating to the seizure of items used or in aid of fish and game violations.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill 149 by Rules by Request, an act relating to material men and mechanics liens and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 150 by Moss, Montgomery, and Rogers, an act describing the relationship between a municipality and its school districts.
Community and Regional Affairs.
House Bill 151 by Moss and McKinnon by request, an act relating to unemployment compensation for non-professional school employees and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Management.
House Bill 152 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Residential Care Facilities Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
House Bill 153 by Meekins and Duncan, an act relating to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee establishing a joint budget subcommittee and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 154 by Duncan, an act relating to creditable service under the Teachers Retirement System for territorial employment and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 155 by Meekins, an act relating to competitive bidding under the Fiscal Procedures Act.
Finance.
House Bill 156 by Gardner, an act relating to credited service for peace officers and firemen under the Public Employees Retirement System and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 157 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Revenue, Treasury Management, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 158 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the Special Municipal Services Account and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 159 by Osterbach and Malone. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue for the purchase of shares of the Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 160 by Osterbach. An act providing for ferry service to the Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Islands and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 161 by Osterbach and Malone. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the construction of a Tustamina class ferry and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. There is no calendar today, so consideration of the daily calendar will be. Oops, I'm sorry. We do have a citation on the daily calendar.
Excuse me.
The Chief Clerk, please read the citation.
Citation honoring Abel Anderson by Representatives Duncan and Miller.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, this citation honors a former member of this body. I therefore ask unanimous consent that it be shown as sponsored by all members of the House.
If there's no objection, the citation honoring Abel Anderson will be shown as sponsored by all members of the House.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation.
If there's no objection, the citation is unanimously approved by the House. There's no further items on the calendar. Brings us to unfinished business. Are there any items of unfinished business? Special orders. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to get on to a subject that we came across yesterday, if I may, and hopefully this will help us in our deliberation. Yesterday I was quite thrilled to be a participant of the State Affairs Committee that passed out of committee a bill that is most exciting to me and hopefully will set a new trend for the 11th legislative session. This bill, HB 26, does four things that are kind of rather unusual, especially when all together. It helps people to help themselves. It shows that people are willing to pay their own way when given an opportunity. It solves, in an expedient way, problems that older retired public employees and retired teachers had in receiving much needed medical care and coverage immediately rather than go through other government programs that are cumbersome and certainly costly. And last but not least, it will save tax monies at all government levels. As I mentioned before, I am most thrilled about this hopefully new trend for this legislative session, helping the people to help themselves with little or no government costs and or regulations. It is through efforts like this that we can reach our goal of decreasing the state budget by 15%. Now, as you know, Mr. Speaker, as a member of this committee, we were somewhat unsure of what to do next with this bill since it had a forwarding reference to the Finance Committee. But there being no cost factor, but a savings factor, well, this was a nice problem to handle. And most unusually, it's especially good for government to handle, and I hope we have more programs like this from other committees. Thank you.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, I'd like to be a pot calling some kettles black, if I could.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I suppose I'm rising to speak as one of the not most senior, of course, but somewhat more senior members of the body. And I'd like to talk about the procedure under special orders. And Now, I'm sure, Mr. Speaker, that between the House Finance Chairman and myself, we have probably consumed more minutes and hours under special orders than any other members of this body, including the most senior members, Mr. Haugen and Mr. Freeman. At the same time, we may have given some of the newer members the wrong impression that we rise every day or every other day. And this is not in criticism of the previous speaker necessarily, but just with regard to a trend that is happening that we non-freshmen are participating in as well as the freshmen. I suppose special order is a very valuable part of the calendar, and it's not a tradition in this House or in the other body or in the committees to limit any genuine debate. But on those precious days when we don't have a calendar and we can get out of here rather quickly, I would hope that I will be restrained. You know, maybe Mr. Fuller can hold me down with my his hands on my shoulders behind me or something, and then other members can be restrained so we can get back and take care of make use of these precious minutes to answer our correspondence and take care of all the other things we'll have absolutely no time for toward the end of the session.
If anybody wishes to be restrained on special orders or wishes to see anybody else restrained, just send me a note and I won't have to recognize them. Are there any other special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 today. We have House Bill 45, Powers of Legislative Council, and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. The title's not very enlightening, Mr. Speaker. This pertains to the power of those two bodies to sue during the interim.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, the movable feast of the Commerce Committee on the Sunset Review will meet wherever we can find a teleconferencing room if ours is not wired in this afternoon. That'll be posted on the blackboard and communicated to the clerk's office, and the members will be telephoned and so forth. At 1:15 this afternoon to continue our hearings with regard to the Board of Dental Examiners with testimony from the head of the board from Anchorage by teleconference, and one of the members here, and Dr. Wright, who is the head of the appropriate professional organization. And Mr. Speaker, surprise, surprise, we're going to cancel the meeting tomorrow morning. Between members of the committee, people who wish to testify, and staff members getting the Juno flu, there may be nobody there anyway. That would have been on House Bill 24, Mechanics and Materialmen's Liens. That's canceled both because of the health reasons and also because there's a new bill on the subject and we need some time to look at it.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, before making the committee announcement, my colleague on my left here asked me to announce that it's H minus 20. The Speaker, the House State Affairs Committee will continue a markup of legislation in room 123 at 1:30. Today, that's 1:30. The bills to be taken up will be HB 34, the taxpayer survey, and again, possibly HB 102, which is the rights in the sale of fine arts.
Representative Parker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. CRA will meet at 8:30 tomorrow morning in the Bradley Room to take up two bills, House Bill 69, Firefighters, and House Bill 97, Archaeological Sites.
Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The HES Committee will meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon in view of the meeting we have at the Hilton at noon time. Most of the members of the HES Committee, as you know, come from Anchorage. So the meeting will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we will be discussing House Bill 2, the rights of the mentally ill.
Representative Osterbeck.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will meet today in on the fisheries in Committee Room 118, taking up House Bill 41, Fishery Priority to Coastal Zone Management Programs, House Bill 48, Special Harvest Area Interim Permits and Effective Date, House Bill 49, Fisherman Fund, and House Bill 81, Trapping License Receipts, effective date.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under announcements,
The Republican luncheon scheduled for noon today at Salish Kitchen has been canceled. And in regard to the Anchorage Legislators Luncheon at the Lumberjack Room of the Hilton Hotel, I might add that this will be an opportunity for Anchorage legislators to hear Mayor Sullivan speak about Anchorage legislative needs for this session, as well as future needs. And while I'm on my feet, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to remind everyone that there's a Lincoln Day dinner Sunday evening at the El Capitan. Guest speaker will be U.S. Congressman Don Young. If you'd like tickets to this affair, you can contact Sandy Nussbaum, and her extension is 3723. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Bettisworth be excused from the call February 12th and 13th.
If there's no objection, Representative Bettisworth will be excused on February 12th and 13th.
Also, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Eliason be excused from the call on February 9th.
If there's no objection, Representative Eliason will be excused on February 9th. Representative Parker? House Police Stand at Ease. One general announcement there. I requested those committees that have business and to hold committee meetings on Saturday, even though we're not having a session on Saturday. The CRA committee will be traveling, so they'll be holding their committee meetings in Kodiak. So all members should be aware that there will be some committee meetings on Saturday. Are there further announcements, Representative Osterbach?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's an error in our committee meeting at the Resource Committee. It's marked 1 p.m., but it will be at 3 p.m. this afternoon. Thank you.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Duncan asked me to announce that the Budget and Audit Committee will meet at noon today in the House Finance Room. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Buchholz be excused from the call of the House February 9th.
There's no objection. Representative Buchholz will be excused on February 9th.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask excuse me. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Brown be excused from the call of the House February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
There's no objection. Representative Brown will be excused on February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. The House will stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.